This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We hope you're having a great day. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun down at State Farm Arena. It's 92.9 The Game Night. Come join us. We're going to hang out. Not just Mike and I, the entire crew, the staff, everybody, and all your favorite personalities will be down there. So make sure you come through. Mike, we had on Steve Wyche, and we love him. We respect him a lot. And he does great work for NFL Network. And look, as much as we're talking about teams making moves, and that is part of what the discussion is today, because we're seeing teams either cut guys, release them, even though none of this is going to become official until the first league year next week, it's the premise to getting wherever you need to have the room and the space to do what you need to do. And we're also seeing deals being announced, even though, again, those won't become official until next week. But the Falcons haven't really done anything, and we said to Steve today, look, the biggest thing hanging over our head is what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. Yeah, we still, Mike, we got to fix the defense and figure out who we're going to keep and who we may restructure. I want you to hear his answer in regards to what he thinks is going to happen with the Kirk Cousins situation.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you can get trade value for him because there's going to be a market. There's going to be multiple teams that would probably prefer a Kirk Cousins over a Jameis Winston. You see what I'm saying? So I think there will be some competition. Yeah, you cut him. That's one thing. You know, you know. Then it's open season, but right. You know, you can trade him. I think there will be a trade partner out there that says, you know what, we'll give you a fourth or fifth rounder, or maybe a future for him right now. So you will. I think they will be able to get something back.
Now, how many teams?
Steve,
out there?
While we're talking quarterbacks, the Sam Darnold situation got interesting when the.
Sorry, well, you'll get the full interview, by the way, coming up later this week if you missed it. We're just talking about, how many teams need quarterbacks, right? How many teams are truly – and then how many teams can't find their quarterback, Carl, either through the draft or their first options before they get down their, you know, their pecking order to where Kirk Cousins is, right? That's what's going to create that demand if there isn't such a demand.
I agree.
But, I mean, Raiders, Giants, Jets, Steelers, Titans, you know, the Browns – I mean, some of these teams are, you know, the Browns now need a quarterback. There's some other teams as well. But teams who can't find it – and then, okay, who wants to roll the dice with Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and then eventually, as Steve pointed out, you know, guys would take Kurt because this is why Kurt said what he said at the Super Bowl, to, you know, speaking with the assembled media. That I'm no. That's not me. I was banged up, even though he told Atlanta media, I'm fine, clerical error, nothing wrong with me. It was all about the spin to prove to his potential new market that he's okay.
I'm looking at these potential free agent quarterbacks, Mike. And I got to tell you, and this is not me being biased. Look, you guys know how I feel right now about Kirk. I love the guy. I'm disappointed in the way he handled this situation. But he's better than Carson Wentz or Cooper Rush or Jameis Winston or Jacoby Brissett. And you start looking at this list, Marcus Mariota, and you start saying, okay, he's better, he's better, he's better. If I had a choice and I'm truly committed to trying to do something this season, yeah, I think Steve Weish is right. Even Daniel Jones, who was, you know, maybe ends up, you know, with a team like even Minnesota or somewhere because they signed him last year.
Latest story today has him with the Colts as sort of that backup for Anthony Richardson in case he can't keep it together.
Well, he signed last year late in the season, and being familiar with the system there, I mean, there are many options for a lot of these guys. The point is, he's better.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
I mean, look, I think ultimately Justin Fields ends up back in Pittsburgh. That's what I believe. I think Sam Darnold's going to have the most options of anybody because of his age and what he just did this season. And I do think the salary is going to be reasonable. And as I said, you give Sam Darnold a 3-year deal, Mike, he's a free agent again at age 30. If he balls out, he gets another big deal.
What do you think the odds would be, though, that we actually can trade Kirk Cousins? Get anything for him, fifth rounder.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
I think when this all happened, my thought process was we're not getting Jack, and the odds are like 85% that nothing's happening. I think that's changed, and I think it has to do with who's drafting quarterbacks. And the other part of this is the teams that are seriously thinking about drafting quarterbacks, even at the top of this draft. Let's say they draft Cam or Shador. Those guys are going to play. But, Mike, if you take one of these quarterbacks late in the first or early second, you still are looking for a vet to come in and lead the way,
right,
which leaves the door open for a potential deal like
and
this.
And even though, you know, as a fan of that team, you know, you just want to see the young guy out there. And you're going, I don't need to see the retread. But Cousins with the right squad, look, as we said, you know, it's not like we're going to sit there and not say that he was good. He was very good. He was the damn offensive player of the week twice, the two Bucks games. I mean, looked great. 500 yards. You know, it's crazy. You know, the 15 games he played with us, he's got the all-time single-season passing record for this organization. And then the wheels fell off. The thing that Steve brought up is, if you do find a trade partner, if somebody, to Carl's point, can't get what they were looking for through whatever the options A, B, or C, or the draft, they would assume the $27.5 million base salary of his contract. The Falcons would be on the hook this year for $37.5. That's a bargain.
It helps us.
I said, let's have a parade if that happens.
It helps us. And really, that is the ideal situation, and that is why they are holding out. I know this is going to be hard to swallow, but don't get caught up in the $10 million bonus that he's due 5 days after the start of the league year. Because he's going to get it.
Right.
And part of that is we still want to have leverage moving forward. If you cut him, we're taking a $65 million cap hit. It just, that doesn't make sense. So hold on to him and let's see what happens. So what Terry told us from the start, he wasn't necessarily lying about it. It was the choice of words in which he used, which he said we're comfortable, and nobody's comfortable with the situation. But we understand now he was saying, look, we're okay with holding on to him until something transpires, like what Mike and I are talking about, and what Steve Weish believes ultimately could happen with Kirk Cousins. 404-726-0929. Once that gets resolved, once we realize, Mike, who they're restructuring, who we are releasing, how much money we're actually going to have to play with, then we can really start talking about who we might be in the mix for next week. And that's a whole nother conversation, because if you think we're going to be day one spenders, and again, usually those are the teams, guys, that have the most cap space, we're probably not. I don't think we're going to be day one spenders.
But a couple of guys hitting us up on the text line real quick about Cousins going, don't forget, we said this earlier, he has a no-trade clause. His agent and him want out.
He has to agree to it. Yeah.
He's got to agree, but I would imagine he's not going to want to be the backup to Michael Penix Jr. And despite what the guys have said in the front office, they don't want him around either. This is all in the presentation for everything you just talked about, hopefully trying to get that to occur.
I hope so, man. I mean, look, if this was you, would you want to be here?
No. And as the Falcons, I wouldn't want him here because it was jive. You know, I mean, it's just, guys, I don't know how you guys look at the world, but I mean.
You want to talk jive?
I'll talk some jive, baby. But I mean, if you got a guy who calls in sick, right, and now it's time for the employee evaluation and your boss comes in, I wasn't sick. What? It makes you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Makes Terry and Ra look like idiots.
Yeah. I think, you know, his inability to be completely honest about the situation is what this ultimately comes down to. And whether you feel that way, what Mike just said, because Turtle and I have had this conversation, I just feel like I can't trust you. That's right. Where we're at. If I can't trust you, then I can't work with you. And as a player, I don't know if anybody else on the team would be willing to do that.
Right.
That's what this is.
Yeah, then you can't be in the building. That's why, you know, whatever happens, I just think, you know, luckily there's a long way to go before you get to the mandatory, you know, portion of things where players need to be. And I think that he'll be long gone by then, one way or the other.
All right, guys, we want to hear from you. I thought those comments from Steve Weish were very, very interesting. And again, there are various teams that are going to be looking for quarterbacks. And how this all shakes out, we're going to start finding out next week. I mean, look, some of these teams are not going to wait. Some will because they want to get a bargain and they want to see who's still going to be there. But, Mike, there are teams right now who have targeted their guy, and guess what? These deals will be announced immediately on Wednesday, as soon as free agency starts, that deals are done and they're moving on with, and they got their guy. I think that's probably going to happen for a guy like Sam Darnold, who will have options. I don't know if that's going to happen for a guy, as I mentioned, down the list for a guy like Jameis Winston.
No, he's going to be a backup, not making big money. The other guy, Gardner Minshew, we're going to get into all of the NFL moves, a lot of moves and a lot of signings, which has Carl asking, where's the beef? He's like, yeah, I know I'm putting words in your mouth, but you've been asking all day, what's going on with the Falcons? I don't know. I mean, just because it was reported we were going to be aggressive, how are we going to be aggressive with no money?
Terry.
I mean, we are, you know, one of the lowest right now. You guys know. You've seen the number. We don't have cap space right now until cuts are made.
Yeah.
Once those cuts are made, then we can maybe put our toe in the water. Certainly not in the deep end. We're not going to get a Josh Sweat in here. You're not going to have no room for Myles Garrett. You know, you'd have to that's more about what you trade for, because it's going to be a bidding war eventually when the Browns do make the deal.
It is. All right, guys. Find us on
where
social.
Is
Terry?
Yeah, where is it? What are they doing? That's all I'm asking. I'm just seeing a bunch of teams with a bunch of moves. I'm seeing players and movement around the league. Look, and we can't judge any of this right now. It looks good. Like, the Bears improving their offensive line looks good. I got to see it in the season. I see what the rest of this is going to look like for.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ben Johnson as he tries to reconstruct this offense. But the fact is, moves are being made. This is what you would hope our team would be trying to do in this process of, hey, we're getting ready for next week. We're going to do this, this, and this. And we start to get excited about, okay, we might have a chance at a couple of guys.
And the other thing is, you know, everybody's got their wish list. Guys hit us up on the text line about this defensive player. I mentioned Josh Sweat because he's probably the most impactful, you know, aside from Myles Garrett. But we've still got to handle guys that you need to, you know, Ryan Neusel. He's a restricted free agent. Right now, if Dahlman, the reports are, we're not going to match any kind of bidding war for Drew Dahlman, and he did miss some time, and Neusel was good last year. So that's one way to go. You got to go keep some of the dudes in place. Keep that great depth we've built up over the offensive line. That's important. The other thing is we're old. Now, I know it's not old like, you know, us old, but the Falcons are the second oldest team in the NFL. Now, it's just by a few months. 49ers are 27 years and 4 months. We're 27 years, 3 months. But we are one of the two oldest teams in the league. And that maybe gets back to you and I, all the things we've discussed this month, turning it over.
Yeah.
You know, getting some fresh faces in here. And once, you know, we move on from some of the veterans, especially in the D-line, you will be a younger team.
Well, that's why I'm not looking to add any veteran edge rushers. 31-year-old,
yeah,
you know,
on the wrong side of 30, right.
I mean, I'm not. We've got that currently. And we've got guys. And if you think your 30-plus-year-old guys can play now, you hold on to them because they're already under contract. I mean, that's what this is. This is easy math, and you go, all right, you don't go out and add to that, Mike, and add two more guys that are 32, 33 years old and go, yeah, that's going to get us over the top. That's not it. The guys that are going to make us young, Mike, are the guys we drafted last year. All those guys are 22, 23, 24. That's the turnover if those guys can play and get into the lineup, and we got, you know, a chance to see.
Because Mike Missouri Bell, show me card.
Right now, we've got four picks, right? Is that right? Four picks in the draft?
We mentioned it earlier. A guy texted it earlier in the show. We realized we lost that fifth pick because Kirk Cousins had a conversation about, 6 hours too soon with our training staff about how he's going to work on his Achilles rehab.
Yeah.
So that cost us the fifth rounder. The sixth round pick, I had to inform a guy today, and he was like, what? We actually swapped picks with the Rams in addition to picking up Van Jefferson. And that goes back 2 years ago. And the payback on that was it was a deal that was consummated in 23, but it's 2025 6th-rounder. So that's where our 6th-rounder went. The Rams hold that when we got Van Jefferson.
Mike, I had totally forgotten about it. I mean, honestly. And at the time, it was like, yeah. And that was, again, Arthur Smith trying to bring in Van Jefferson.
And you and I were sitting there. I mean, could have won that Titans game.
He could have.
That's 2 years ago.
He could have.
Ben, if I'm complaining about last year, so I complained about games 2 years ago.
Well, that was the game in which they pulled Ritter, right?
Right.
If
that's where they put Heinicke in there. And late in the game, driving, we could have potentially have a tie or get an overtime, and Knucklehead just drops that ball on fourth down.
Hey, man, we got a lot of news to report. I'm talking about a lot. Stay there. There's a lot of stuff happening that you are going to want to hear about that's going to affect a bunch of different teams around the NFL. We'll run down the whole gamut. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. There is a lot of movement going on around the National Football League, at least deals being announced. We're going to run through some of this stuff for you because it's going to affect how next week is going to shake out because maybe some teams' needs have changed. Mike, for example, the Seahawks today released Tyler Lockett. Talking about a guy that was there 10 years, heart and soul. He goes back to the Russell Wilson days. And immediately afterwards, DK Metcalf goes, I want to trade. Two-time Pro Bowler. We know he's got 1 year left on his deal. Where's DK Metcalf going to end up? And now all of a sudden you say, okay, wait a minute. Seahawks are losing both of their wide receivers? Okay, what's that going to look like? Now, they did have a decent draft last year at wide receiver, but the fact is, these are your two most experienced guys. I don't know what their plan is, but they have said they're willing to trade DK Metcalf. Then on top of that, we mentioned this with our buddy Sam Weiss. Sam Hubbard is retiring from the Bengals, and they are trying to figure out how to pay everybody, and they just got weaker on defense.
Yeah, man. Trey Hendrickson, there's been some reports saying if they do the, as you said to Steve Weiss, the basically double down like the Dolphins, you know, with Jalen Waddle and Tariq Hill, the way they may do it now with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. You got all that money invested in two receivers, and you just saw last year you got those receivers and all those points, and your defense couldn't stop anybody.
Nope.
And if, you know, you just mentioned guys retiring, and you don't bring back Hendrickson, you better nail the draft and get some studs that contribute immediately on defense.
So the Raiders today gave us a little clue as to they're definitely going after a quarterback because they released Gardner Minshew. And everybody now is saying, all right, so who's the guy that they're targeting? Because, you know, he was the guy that they at least started last year. we knew with the new regime and Pete Carroll that wasn't going to be the case. I think, Mike, the big deal today, or at least one of them, is Max Crosby getting his extension from the Raiders.
Yep, and Mark Davis did say that he was not going to be trading him, and general manager obliged him. So he gets an extension there, so you got that guy. You got Tom Brady and the general manager working on, as Steve Weiss said, not like Tom Brady's punching the clock every day in Vegas, but they got an idea about what they want to do. And wouldn't it be something if Shedeur Sanders does all the stuff we spoke about yesterday, if they really is some old fart general manager who doesn't, the kid's too cocky, and he could actually fall to the Raiders. That would be interesting, because if the Titans, and there was a rumor today saying the Titans are going to go after Sam Darnold now that the Vikings have balked on bringing him back, then all of a sudden, well, that's one less team that would want Shedeur Sanders. And if the Giants, for argument's sake, or the Browns want Cam Ward, it's hard to imagine the Giants not trying to make a splash with Shedeur Sanders, though. Unless Shane doesn't feel warm and fuzzy about it.
He may not. By the way, Max Crosby, 3 years, $106 million extension. That includes 91 in guarantees. That's $91 million. He is now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Mm. But that won't be for long, because we talked about some of the deals, including Myles Garrett, who's going to get traded. I believe he will get a new deal. We're talking about Ja'Marr Chase, who will become the highest paid receiver and obviously the highest paid non-quarterback, I believe, when this is all said and done. Mike, also today, the Bears trade for a guy that helped the Chiefs win a couple of Super Bowls. Joe Tooney's got 4 rings, guys.
Right.
And has been an all-pro guard. Now, they moved him to tackle. It didn't work out, and you guys saw the Eagles destroy that offensive line. But the Chiefs making a deal, and in return, the Bears trade and get a guard to protect Caleb Williams for a 4th-round pick. They also traded for another guard, Jonah Jackson from the Rams. They gave up a 6th-round pick, so a 4th and a 6, and all of a sudden you've got 2 experienced guys there in the middle for Caleb.
As opposed to you'd really be hard-pressed to try to draft that kind of talent or, try to go get it in free agency. Then all of a sudden your cap money goes away. So how about the Bears? Maybe the worm has turned for the Bears. You got a guy who actually understands the quarterback play. I mean, it's a year late for Caleb Williams, who basically wasted his first season in the NFL. But that's interesting. To me, the most compelling thing that happened the last couple of days is Jerry and the Cowboys freeing up $56.6 million in cap space. CeeDee Lamb's contract got restructured yesterday. Dak Prescott doing the same. So remember, guys, Falcon fans, you and I talked about earlier, Carl. Remember how Matt Ryan was kind of like the money store. We keep moving the money. The good news is you've created cap space to maybe do the Micah Parsons deal, however you want to handle that down the road, and get more guys. But now you are literally locked in with Dak Prescott for the rest of his NFL career.
Yeah, I mean, this is the cost of doing business with paying your guy and making him the highest paid quarterback and knowing that you weren't in position to take care of some of this other stuff. But here's, I think, the moral to the story with the Cowboys. You can do it. We can do it. If you want to create that space, Mike, mm-hmm. you can do it. It's just a matter of, are you committed to making these kinds of moves and committed to the guys that you're going to ultimately restructure? It's Dukes and Bell at Sports mm-hmm. Radio 92.9 The Game. The other big move today, and I thought it was big simply because if he hit the market, it was a guy that I was certainly interested in. Zach Bond stays with the Eagles. He signed, by the way, a 1-year, $4 million prove-it deal last year.
He left the Saints to go there.
Goes to the Eagles. He's an outside guy. Vic Fangio's the defensive coordinator. Says, let's move you to the inside. Now, they did have some injuries, but Mike, 151 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 5 forced fumbles. It still was a force.
USA Today had him listed as the number 6 free agent in this year's class. But you're right, man. Bet on himself, and now he gets to stay in Philly. And now we're waiting to see how the Eagles, after giving Saquon Barkley his contract extension, how they work now to keep – by the way, is keeping Josh Sweat a priority?
I don't think so.
I think maybe they let him roll.
I don't think so. I don't. I think they know they got the 2 big boys in the middle. They got a good linebacking group. Remember, Nolan Smith was hurt, right? I think, is it Nolan Smith I'm thinking of that with the Eagles?
N'Kobe Dean,
thank you. Who was hurt. He's coming back. They've got a good linebacking core. And then their secondary, Mike, is young and athletic.
Right.
I think they see what's available in free agency and just kind of see what happens, or maybe they draft another defensive end. But he gets, and we're talking about Zach Bond, gets 3 years, $51 million, and now he's one of the highest paid linebackers in the league after a $4 million deal last year.
But what about Milton? I'm thinking of Office Space. Milton Williams, defensive tackle.
You say you'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy was a 3rd-round pick. He started, now again, he doesn't have the pedigree necessarily as Bond created for himself this year, but started 17 times last 2 seasons. But is he worth what kind of money? Because he's part of an unbelievable rotation. That's hard. It's hard to quantify. You just talked about all those Bulldogs, right? All those studs that he's in that rotation with. So I don't know. I would take Josh Sweat in a heartbeat and hope that Ruka comes rowing his boat and kicks butt, you know, and then maybe you go find a defensive tackle. That's the thing. If you could get a guy like Josh Sweat in here, we'd have to move a lot of money to do it. Then you have to worry about hitting it or missing it on the edge rusher.
No, you don't. It changes your philosophy heading into the draft. And here's what's crazy, guys. You look at the wide receiving, you know, at least the wide receiver free agent market this offseason. Here's just some names. And now you can include Christian Kirk, who was with the Jags. They released him. They saved $10 million. But you got Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs coming off an injury, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, Darius Slayton, Mike, DeAndre Hopkins, who did not work with Kansas City.
D-Hop was not good.
But all these guys, Mike, are we in the wide receiver market?
All right, said this at the start of the show, because I had a guy on the text line, like literally 5 minutes into the show. If you actually write, and a couple more guys did, I think they're just being truculent. Don't text in about us grabbing wide receivers for like anywhere from like 8 to 10 million. We don't need wide receivers. We got Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell?
I beat you to it. And we've also got Drake. Right? Yes. And we've got Kyle Pitts.
And by the way,
who I'm assured is going to really, really put it together this year.
Oh, goodness. By the way, Mooney's production fell off when Kirk Cousins' arm fell off.
Right. Kirk hit him with that beautiful pass against the Bucks for a touchdown, and that was kind of like one of the last times we saw him in the end zone.
That was it.
But no, guys, yes, that's a luxury item. We got to fix the defense. I mean, if you want to go, if somebody like Christian Kirk is still out there and it's like 5 or 6 mil, you want to roll the dice on that? Okay. But guys, we have as bad as we've been with defensive players, we lost a 6th-round pick over a stiff like Van Jefferson, who a lot of these guys are no better than at this stage of their career. So forget and stop. I'm going to climb through the internet and punch you in the stomach. Stop throwing these names out. Just because you see a name you recognize, well, we could sure use DK Metcalf. Need edge rush. We need defensive tackles. We need another corner.
Yes. No. Hey.
Stop it.
The other thing we're watching today is visits. Some teams are announcing, hey, we're bringing these guys in. We're going to talk to them. Like the Browns today. They talked to Abdul Carter. Good chance they could draft him if the Titans go quarterback with one and the Browns have the second pick. Shedeur Sanders also being pre-draft visit today by the Browns. Travis Hunter. Doesn't mean they draft any of these guys, Mike.
You're talking to them.
Just talking to them. And listen, the Falcons are going to do the same thing with a bunch of guys. And I'm not going to get overly excited about any of them until down the road when they start to focus in on some of these guys. But they get to talk to all these guys. I mean, they're top 30 guys they get to talk to if they want to. They can bring these guys in for visits. So we're going to hear a little bit of this, not all of it, as to who's coming in and, Mike, who they talk to. Brown's not afraid to put it out there because they got the number 2 pick. And I think the Browns are open for business, by the way. I think Andrew Berry's like, okay, I got to trade Myles Garrett.
We're going to reset this thing.
We may need additional picks, and that's the way to do it.
You know, the other one that we talked about, they got the most cap space than anybody right now is the Patriots, and they're picking at 4. And let's hope that they go and spend some of that money on edge rush. I mean, I hate to lose some of the guys we'd covet, but then maybe they go offensive tackle, so another edge rusher falls, and then sort of like the Tetris game slides down to us.
I'm with you.
And that would be something. So you're just looking at the chess game, right? Who's going to go where? To me, the Giants are the ultimate wild card. Do they believe in these quarterbacks? I mean, the Titans, are they going to sign Darnold? That's another one. Okay, that could be anything. Then you get to the Jaguars. They're looking for a wide receiver. Raiders can also do anything. So that's the thing. If somehow Shedeur Sanders falls to the Raiders, then that pushes Jalen Walker closer to us.
It does.
And Jalen Walker, guys, is not affected by this quad injury. He's going to do his own workout in April. He's going to miss Georgia's pro day. Everyone's excited about him.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I mean, he could test bad too, Mike. We don't know. I mean, that close, he might not have the numbers that he wants to. I still don't know if that affects his overall draft status. Hey, man, we got a lot more to dive into. The rest of the week, I'm telling you, be here. Next week's going to be bananas because we'll be keeping up with all of the moves as free agency officially starts in the NFL. And I do think the Falcons are going to do some things. I've just been asking today. I'm looking at all this. What are we doing? We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell. What's going on with the Bravos? We do it each and every day. We go around the yard as we count down to the start of the regular season. But right now it's spring training. We're learning some things about our club, guys. And one thing we got to learn, Mike, is how this catcher situation is going to play out. Is Drake Baldwin the real deal? Is he?
Well,
He'll be pressed into service, as we know, with Sean Murphy being banged up for at least 4 to 6 weeks with a rib injury. Some good news today, and the media was around, and they talked to Chris Sale, and he said some good things. Chris Sale, the Braves ace, says about Drake, he's got an unbelievable work ethic. He's got a great routine. He's around the right guys. That's what you want from a dude who's in position to take over the very important position. He's not afraid to ask questions. He's doing all the right things. He thought he looked great back there, so Sale had a chance to throw to Drake Baldwin today down there in Northport. Said he looked great. He never looked overwhelmed, never looked overmatched. And he was on point. So that was a lot of fun. So a nice glowing review from the Braves ace.
Okay, that is good news. And look, Chris Sale has seen a lot of catchers in his life. He knows whether or not guys, you know, have a feel for it. As far as, you know, the offseason grades, and I just saw this, Mike, and it just tells you, you know, how the Mets are all in. They did spend a lot of money. We know that, right? Soto, Alonso, all the guys, Clay Holmes, they went out and got a bunch of guys. But their payroll right now, and I just saw this, $333 million. Is that number right, Chris, for the Mets and what they've spent?
Yeah, I think it's more than they had last year on the books.
And they top, obviously, MLB spending for the third straight year. Now, my question is, what has it gotten them? Nothing.
Well, it's gotten them a new name, which is the Steve Cohen tax, right. Which is, we always talk about how these stupid aprons are on this show and trying to figure out all this nonsense. Well, here's the thing. If you sign a player while you're over that third apron, you pay 110% tax.
Wow.
And he's been doing it
every year.
And he's not ashamed. He's not afraid to do it.
No.
And he's going to do it again. The crazy thing is Cohen has come out and said, look, I think this is not the way you build a winner. He's admitted this. But he also has said, in the meantime, I'm going to try to bring in the best players possible to try to win, in, you know, as we continue to build. But he spent $228 million in luxury tax alone. $228 million in luxury tax alone.
Yeah, as it stands right now, guys, again, before more players are added in the final roster, it's for 25 when they break camp. But right now, the Braves are $113 million behind the Mets in this division as far as payroll. Dodgers now, again, still up there. They've got younger talent, different pay structure for some of the guys they signed from Japan. Obviously, they got that sweetheart of a deal with Ohtani that baseball should have said, no way. But it happened. But yeah, but the Mets, they are just Cohen spending. They were able to make a run last year. But I'm just curious to see, is it sustainable? Because as we said,
if
spending the most money guaranteed you a World Series, the Yankees would never lose or the Dodgers would never lose.
I don't think it's sustainable. And it's why I'm bringing it up when we talk about the NL East and you say, okay, who did the most and who spent the most? It's not always the team that does that.
But it just real quick, if there, you know, there is an arms race going on right now, the Mets, as we mentioned, $114 million more than we were spending. The Phillies are spending $77 million more than the Braves are spending right now.
Sure. And, you know, I think it's easy to say, and by the way, what Chris is alluding to is why the Braves have not gone over that luxury. They're not willing to pay that 110% on every dollar that you go over. They're not willing to do that. And they're saying to us, and I think the rest of Major League Baseball, we can be competitive without having to do this. And fortunately enough, they have been. That's what's crazy. They've been competitive enough to be in the playoffs, make runs, and they haven't had to do this. Meanwhile, this is the Mets' formula, at least right now. The Phillies have gotten close, but they got heartbreak as well.
Right.
So we're going to see, man. Look, the NL East is going to be interesting.
But you got three teams that are loaded. Three teams that are spending the big money. And look, the Braves have got the best 1-9 when they're healthy. But that's, you know, that's the big if. The Mets kind of slow road. They still brought back Alonso. They got that going for them. But it is going to be interesting to see if this year this Braves can this Braves team just start the season off missing, you know, you're missing your catcher. By the way, real quick, Sandy Leon, Kurt Casale, they're invitees, Carl, some veterans that have been around.
Mm-hmm.
Leon's been helping Drake. So those are guys' options if you don't want to go strictly youth movement at catcher until Murphy's ready.
Yeah, and I think that's what Grant was saying is like they have guys in the building if you want to go there. But if you really want to give the kid a chance, you should probably go ahead and start him. By the way, because of the spending, we are not projected to win this division, guys. I mean, like, it's the Phillies, it's the Mets, and then it's us. And, Mike, for me, I'm fine with that. That's fine. I mean, I have no issue with saying, hey, the Braves aren't going to do anything, because usually that's when we do really well. So I'm hoping that's how this shakes out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Just talking about, you know, the spending and looking at the Mets and what they've done. And they had a hell of an offseason. There's no debating it, including A.J. Minter, by the way. They signed him 2 years, you know,
I saw that video over the weekend on MLB Network. And, yeah, like you, like most Braves fans are saying, it just looks weird. It just looks really, really weird.
Well, I think what's even weirder for me is Fried in that Yankees uniform.
Right.
That's even weirder. I mean, I don't know about you, seeing him here for all those years and then – whenever we get a chance to see him, you know, play the Yankees, that's going to feel different.
But now, I mean, again,
is he going to cry like Freddie?
Maybe. Juan Soto now, I mean, that's the thing. You know, there'll be a lot of pressure on Juan Soto with the Mets to deliver. And again, we haven't seen him since he was on a regular basis, since he was with the Nationals, of course, went out to San Diego. But yeah, Juan Soto, we're going to get to see him a lot. The Phillies, we said they're loaded. This is why, you know, when I bellyache and Carl always laughs because I always complain about not having enough pitching or having to rely on Smith Shawver and Ian Anderson and Grant Holmes and Schwellenbach. It's just, you know, this is who you're going up against. These are some really good hitting teams right in our division.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait for the regular season, obviously. We are right now in spring training. And the Baldwin news, Mike, to what you're saying about what Chris Sale said to him or about him, to me that's good news. But I just think you got to
give the kid confidence.
Yeah, you got to be putting the pressure cooker, though. You know what I mean? We got to see him, you know, with men on base and how his ABs are in those situations, in those high leverage situations, and then also defensively. Like, if teams are they gonna challenge him and run on him early, Mike, and just see?
But that's the thing. You know, it's funny because everybody, you know, they were going bananas about the pizza box size bases, and you know, we're still the only team that was, you know, granted couldn't do it when Acuna was out there. But I mean, I'd like this one thing with Snickers last year. I'd like to see him be even more aggressive with Monty Harris when he's on the base pads.
I hope so.
But I mean, teams just aren't running. That's why, you know, when we were having that great debate about Acuna versus Betts with the Dodgers, right? Was the argument about who was the MVP?
Oh, and
why
Mookie,
aren't you stealing?
Mookie, yeah.
Why isn't he stealing more bases, and you know, and like, why are you discounting Acuna who takes that extra base? But that's one of those things where, I mean, it's negligible. Like I said, at the end of the day, I'd rather have Contreras here over all the guys we've had behind the dish the last couple of seasons. Who cares? He's not a great defensive catcher, but he rakes.
He does. Why do I have the feeling the Mets are going to choke again? And they're already down two pitchers, by the way.
Right.
They're already down two starters.
And as we said, how does Soto handle this situation? But the Braves, like, all the Braves got to do is stay healthy. He's unfortunately easier said than done.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just, last year it wasn't even fair. That's why when we were, you know, you and I were talking last year, who cares about the postseason awards, but the Brewers team was like, they do what they always do. You know, they win 100 games, they don't do anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, they lose first round.
And he didn't have to deal with any injuries, and he got the manager of the year, where Snicker had to basically, you know, jump through 15 hoops on a regular basis, not to mention Carlos pitching that he had to juggle.
Funny you guys mentioned that, by the way. I actually got from our friends at Bet Online, the MLB Manager of the Year lines came out today. Any guess where Brian Snicker ranks in the National League?
I don't know. Probably without any respect.
You'd be right. He is eighth on the list right now.
Yeah, Pat Murphy. I couldn't remember his name. Yeah. Pat Murphy won the NL Manager of the Year last year.
You know who's number two, which is interesting, because he hasn't managed a game for them yet, is Terry Francona.
He's
+550 with the Reds.
Right.
Okay.
To get Manager of the Year in year one.
I could see that.
I could,
Tito's good.
I could, too. Yeah, he is. And they got a good club, too. I think the Reds might surprise some people. O's will be good again. This is going to be, again, I think more competitive than a lot of people think. But for us, Mike's right. We're stacked with three really good teams in this division. And then you just can't lose to the bad teams, right? You can't lose to the Marlins. You got to own the season series against them to give yourself a shot. And, you know, in the division, you got a lot of games to play. So it's going to be fun.
By the way, do you think there'll be, you know, we've got a few more weeks here for spring training. You think Alex will pull somebody, still get some more help for the bullpen in the next couple of weeks? Before the four guys break camp?
I don't think so. Not right now. I think that is down the road. I do think there is an open door for that. I just don't feel like they're going to do that right now. Mike, I feel like they're just going to roll out with what they've got, trust it, and then adjust accordingly. That's kind of where I think this is. I don't think unless there's an injury, of course. But, I mean, if you think they're just going to go add two more arms to the bullpen because it's what we feel like they need, I don't feel like that's what's going to happen. I think they're pretty confident with where they are.
It sounds like it's going to be Pierce Johnson and Dylan Lee that get the first crack at it.
Set up, guys.
Well, as Grant told us the other day, I mean, you know, A.J. Smith-Shawver will have a chance to be kind of used like a Swiss Army knife all over the place and just hope that you get some traction. I get it. I do understand why they moved on from Minter. It seems like Minter was slipping this last year.
He was.
So, I mean, yeah, it's a bitter pill for some Braves fans because you hate to lose him, but I do understand why Alex moved on.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour, as always, is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. It's hump day. You can't stop by? Okay, order Buffalo Wild Wings. Go pick it up. And on your way home, you can certainly enjoy some Buffalo Wild Wings or even for your next event. Hey, 6 o'clock hour, we got more to get to, including our conversation with Zachary Richache. He was named the NBA Rookie of the Month for the month of February. Last night, Mike said it. Didn't necessarily have a great game, but the Memphis game, he was on point.
Right, man. Yeah, he had a tough night shooting, and we'll talk about it because that's kind of like the rookie learning his way. That was the book on him when we talked about either him or Sarr. It was like, well, he's going to have to work to get more consistent with his jump shooting, and you're seeing that, but I think most, I don't know any Hawks fan, we've never heard a Hawks fan complain about Richache's first season, but cool dude, and more importantly, Carl, I get to break out some of my French from ninth grade.
Yeah, well, I was impressed. I mean, honestly, and you hit that seamlessly, so much so, Zachary reacted. So you'll get a chance to hear that coming up. By the way, tomorrow, want to mention again, we are down at State Farm Arena, not just for the game, guys, it's 92.9 The Game Night, which means that you'll get a chance to see us, not just Mike and I, but the entire staff and all the personalities of 92.9 The Game. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's involved in different stuff. So as the game is going on, you know, you'll be seeing different things on the big screen. But we're looking forward to getting out there and seeing you guys. And it's the Pacers tomorrow. It's another good game for the Hawks and another chance, Mike, for them to make some room in the Eastern Conference.
Hey, real quick, funny tweets. A couple of guys hitting us up on the text line earlier. A couple of guys saying they were buoyed by Steve Wyche's comments. If you missed that conversation,
they don't believe him.
Well, the buoy, they're excited about it and hope that it's true. That actually somebody would be dumb enough to trade and actually give us money and take some money off our hands for Kirk Cousins. Steve was saying that he thinks there will be a market for Kirk. And again, it's just in the eye of the beholder. Is the pecking order right now Darnold, Rodgers, or Rodgers, Darnold, Russell Wilson, then Cousins? Before you get to the real also-rans?
Yes.
So if there's enough teams that can't get a quarterback in the draft because there's only really two worth taking. And as Carl said, even if you took whoever the team is who takes a Jackson Dart or a Quinn Ewers, you're going to want to have a veteran quarterback in there if your quarterback room is a little funky. So a lot of guys feeling that they were feeling kind of down about the whole Cousins. We've said, I think Cousins just gets cut. But Steve says that won't be the case. Another guy says, man, when I'm seeing these numbers for Drew Dahlman, they're making him sound like Alex Mack. Appreciate Rico for setting up that. Yeah, man, I agree.
It's the market. It's the market.
He could make $13 to $15 million, and this guy missed a bunch of the games last year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more than that. If you're talking about franchising against center, and nobody really did, but the going rate, I think, Mike, it could be higher than that. Either way, it's not Drew Dahlman. It's the fact that when you become a free agent and if you had a decent run, you're going to get loot, and it's the timing of this whole thing. So, you know, we talk about like Micah Parsons, Mike, when he gets his deal. Right. All these edge rushers, Bosa, J.J. Watt. We just saw, you know, Max Crosby sign his deal today, or at least it be announced. He's going to get a ridiculous amount of money. Just the timing of when he becomes a free agent. He's getting, I think, $24, $25 million on his rookie deal based on where he was drafted in the fifth year of his contract. So that has more to do with it than the actual – hey, is he one of the best? If you're one of those top three or four guys, you're going to get a lot of money. All right, man, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. 6 o'clock hour is straight ahead. If you missed our conversation, again, with Steve Wyche, it's online at odyssey.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.